costs continue to go up. Another study released in 2012 found that Football Bowl Subdivision, FBS, schools spent more than $91,000 per athlete, compared with just over $13,000 per student. Yet students across the country faced steep tuition hikes and increased fees. As colleges and universities absorbed painful cuts in funding and went deeper into debt to stay afloat, a nationwide building boom, an arms race, was underway when it came to stadiums, premium seating, weight rooms, and football facilities. At the same time, a seismic shift in conference realignment had schools bolting conferences and abandoning long-standing rivalries in order to capture a greater share of the multi-billion-dollar television contracts. "I don't know where this all ends," NCAA President Mark Emmert said at the IMG Intercollegiate Athletics Forum in early December 2012. "But it does make clear that those moves are, if not entirely about money, predominantly about money." The result, said Emmert, was the erosion of friendship and trust that existed for decades among college presidents, athletic directors, and conference commissioners. "I really don't know what to do, but I'm really concerned about it. Really, really concerned about it," said Emmert. "It's not healthy at all." As for the players, they have paid a heavy price for what has become a year-round